One of my absolute favorite priests, actually, he was really kind of the first priest that I ever got to know, is Father Joseph Weber. He's still active in St. Louis. He's been at it for a few years. What I didn't know when I first met him when I was in Scouts, he had only been a priest for about a year and a half. So he was the new guy. So the 35 years I've known him has pretty much been for most of his ministry. And every time I saw Joe, no matter where we were, no matter what we were doing, he would always just walk up to me and he would ask me, so you going to church? And if I said no, he'd say, go to church. And that's the last part of the religious conversation we would have. Because, you know, we were dealing with Scouts. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you get into those high school ages and, you know, still a lot of times involved with, like, Order of the Arrow and scouting things and stuff like that. I'd see him and he'd go, hey, Father Joe, how you doing? He said, you going to church? No, we'll go to church, you know. And he did that for years and years and years. Finally got to the point where, you know, I actually listened to him and I started going. And I think the last time that he actually asked me that was about 20 minutes before I was ordained. Because he was the man who vested me at my ordination. But we're standing there before him and he goes, are you nervous? And I said, well, yeah. And he looks at me and he goes, well, you going to church? The only reason I mention it is because really what Father Joe was doing for me was exactly what we hear happening in today's gospel. And it's kind of odd because they may not seem at first like they're kind of related, but they really are. You know, of course, we hear about this woman, you know, who of course won't give up pestering this judge, this unjust judge, this man who has nothing to do with faith, you know, that she keeps just haranguing him and bothering him and asking, you know, asking him to do things. And, you know, he's been putting her off for quite a while. And in many ways, you know, sometimes it's what our prayer life can be like. You know, because Jesus knows very, very deeply, and when he's to the people he's talking to, he knows that, you know, these folks are praying, but he is the one that knows for sure, because he was God in the second person, that God actually hears those prayers. But I think his concern for them and his concern for us is that, you know, sometimes we might not believe that and we might give up. I mean, one of the things every now and then in dealing with younger people, you know, I'll talk to them and they'll say, well, Father, I prayed for such and such. And I said, well, how much prayer did you put into it? Well, I mentioned it once, like 3 weeks ago. Sorry, it's going to take a little more than that, you know. But, and I mean, really, you know, what Jesus is talking about and this lady in the gospel is kind of like the prayer equivalent and almost the prototype for the Energizer Bunny. I mean, she just keeps on coming and coming and she just keeps on asking and asking. And eventually, you know, the guy, the judge is going to do that. And, you know, I think what Jesus is trying to show us is that our prayers need to be, you know, exactly like that. They need to be just as persistent. But then again, another thing I think sometimes, you know, what we need to pray for and what actually kind of shows up here. And notice, you know, when we start talking about this need for constant prayer, did you catch our first reading? You know, what was going on with there? Where, you know, where Moses is actually held, you know, he's, while this attack is going on, as long as he holds that scepter up, as long as he holds it up, everything's going okay. The second he goes to drop it, all of a sudden the Israelites, their war starts going bad, poorly. And then they, you know, they get to the point where he'll raise that back up and everything will go well. And it gets to the point where Moses gets so tired that, you know, he's got to have people help him hold it up, but even then things still keep getting wrong, and that's kind of that same notion of being persistent and asking God for what it is that we're, you know, for what it is that we want. But I think sometimes, you know, I think we have to ask ourselves, even when we're putting in all that extra prayer, when we're putting in the effort to make sure that we're praying just more than once, and that we make it something constant, you know, what are we praying for? I mean, are we praying for what we want? Or are we praying for what God wants for us? Think about that for a moment. Is it what we want, or is it what God wants for us? And I think sometimes there's three things that, you know, that we really ought to consider as we're putting in those prayers. And that's, you know, first of all, what is it that God wants for us? I mean, it's, you know, what is it that God wills? It's another thing we might want to think about is that we need to trust. Or do we trust when we're making all these prayers you know, that that God is going to be doing his will. Because a lot of times, some of the things that we pray for, we have no control over it. You know, a lot of those things, they're completely out, and, you know, we do have to learn to trust in God. And then the final thing I think that we need to remember, even when we're praying for all of these things, is that we're on God's time, not ours. You know, if I'm going to be honest about things, when I ask God for something, I want it yesterday. But God knows, God sees the big picture. He knows what's best not only for us, but for all of those involved. So, you know, we need to remember that it's his timing. You know, and that sometimes we have to be patient in those prayers, but we have to keep going. And now, you know, we all think about this, you know, this lady who goes and she just keeps haranguing this judge over and over and over again. And eventually, you know, the judge gives in. But there's Sister Melanie Svoboda, who's a sister of Notre Dame, actually has one of the most interesting takes, and something I'd like you to think about when we go about this particular gospel, you know, as we go home, and it's what I want you to think about over the week. And that said, have you ever thought of switching the positions? You know, a lot of times, and what most people will preach is that, okay, of course, the woman is us, and, you know, her persistence and our persistence in prayer gets God to do things, right? What if we switch that around? What if the judge is us, and God is actually the woman? I mean, think of it. You know, I mean, that is... you know, are we going to allow, we're not going to allow God to scare us into being good. I mean, similarly, like, you know, like that judge, if we persist in refusing to listen to God's word and to what God is calling us to do, how can he react to us? He's going to keep coming to us. He's going to keep pestering us. He's going to be persistent. He's going to be persistent as that widow is in our hearts, and he's not going to go away. Because brothers and sisters, that's the easiest thing, is to make, you know, to make the world what we want it to be, not to work toward what God wants it to be. You know, but God is, in his own special way, he's going to keep badgering us, refusing to accept, you know, our final no to his love and to love those around us. He's going to persist until we render a just judgment, until we at last give out to that goodness which he's offering to us. And until we learn how to love. So, I mean, think about that. You know, think about, okay, what about me might be like that quote-unquote unjust judge that's being petitioned by someone who only wants the best for us, who only wants what is good and what is holy, you know, that God wants everything to be well for us. Why is it that sometimes we seem to want to do our own thing? Why is it that we seem to want to do our own program? So let's ask ourselves as we go about this next week, okay, where am I kind of doing my own thing rather than looking for what God wants me to do? And how well is that working?